Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry expert with you. And I am really, really excited about our guest today. I think she is going to share with us a lot of ways that we can make more money. And I think that everybody really loves that. We're going to be talking today about online courses and really how to get your expertise out in a way that doesn't take all your time, so that you can have a life. So I know you're going to want to learn about that. Get your pen and paper out. Let me tell you a little bit about her while we're doing that, and then we'll bring her on. So Donna Ashton is an online course expert with 11 years creating and selling courses. She built her freedom lifestyle business using her work less, make more formula, and has taught hundreds of others how to create and sell profitable programs that allow time for family, travel, and that impact the world. Her mission is to teach you how you can easily take the process you already have and make money with a course in your business to create a freedom lifestyle. So whether you're running a full coaching practice or speaking or just slammed with family and life, adding digital courses creates leveraged income without more work for you. And we all love that. So thank you so much for being here with me today, Donna.
Glad to be here, Patty.
I love it. So let's just dig right in. I think that, you know, what we were just saying in your intro really makes a lot of sense. So basically what I believe you're saying is that an online course equals designing leveraged income that provides you with time freedom and an extra revenue stream. And I'm always talking about leveraging all the time. I think it is really, really important. So let's kind of talk a little bit about that and how really having an online course can really give you more time and more money.
Yeah, well, I think it's the best thing out there to do that I have found. And I just love I call it the power of programs, or like that, you know, what's really behind a good selling program and how it can really change your life and your business. When I first got started with courses, we're talking way back in like 2010, I was homeschooling my girls that were then in first grade, and I didn't have a lot of time. I have twins, and I was homeschooling them. So I had little seven-year-olds running around, and I was, you know, I wasn't definitely looking for things to do. I had plenty going on. So I decided to go into the one-to-many model right off the bat, and I just didn't have a lot of extra time. And I grew a really nice business over there just doing that, like really creating courses and programs. And I didn't have any coaching clients. I didn't have any private people I had to talk to. So it was very leveraged, and it worked really well for me in the season of my life at that time. And then it's just grown into, that was a homeschool coaching business I had, or homeschool business. And then I ended up selling that about 2.5 years ago. And I started this business in 2016, just out of a need for everyone started asking me to show them how to do it. You know, show me how I can make some extra money and stay home with my kids is really how it started. And then I've branched out into helping entrepreneurs and coaches really package up what they're already doing. That's the other thing I love, is that you don't have to like, oh, go learn how to do a new thing, or, you know, try to learn another skill. Like, you can take what you're already doing in your business. And as long as you're teaching something, coaching someone, or, you know, have some kind of process, then you can take that and package that up into a little online course and really get a little more bang for your buck.
I love that. You know, I didn't know you had twins, Donna. I have six daughters, and included in that is a set of twins myself. Oh, so I love that.
Well,
I think 18. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense what you're saying. It really, really does. So let's just jump in with like the first question I think is probably on everybody's mind is how much content do you need to have an online course?
Yes, if only I had a dollar for every time I heard that question.
Right?
That is probably the most asked question. How long should my course be? Or how many modules? Or what should I put in? And here's what I'm going to say. Because, you know, I can't say, well, it has to be three modules or it has to be five modules. Like, I really have no idea. But this is the answer I'm going to give. You need to teach your course and give everything that you need to give in the shortest amount of time, but still giving everything that your clients need to get to that transformation. So, you know, it really just depends. Like some courses are very involved. Some have are a little more mini courses. You know, some could be about how to paint your walls, you know, and that could just be a few modules, or it could be how to shift your mindset to make more money in your business. So it really depends, but I don't like a lot of fluff. I don't like people just putting things in there for the sake of putting it in there. Like only put what you need to do, you know, what they need to have to get to that transformation. And one really great tip is decide what the transformation or the outcome of your course will be. Because many times this is the issue. We have a lot of experience, right? You've been in business years. I've been in business years. We could teach a lot of different things and we know so much. So we try to cram everything into one course. It's too overwhelming and people are going to be very overwhelmed and never, you know, make it through the 13th module or whatever. So pick something that will give people a small win and get them to this first transformation or what they're really looking for and just concentrate on that. So it's like, once you know the destination, then you can map the steps to get there and just put in there what needs to go in there in order for them to do that. Does that make sense?
I really like that because it's how I do everything. I always say it doesn't matter whether I'm doing a speech or anything. I always feel like, where do I want them to go? And then let's work backwards by asking the question, well, what would they need to have before that? And what would they need to have before that? What would they need to have before that? Until you literally find yourself back at the beginning. So I really agree with you on that. I think it's really important. I think one of the things that I'm hearing now and seeing all the time, and I get asked a lot from my own clients, really is, you know, I'm in marketing, but I don't teach courses, right? And I'll even say, I don't even have an online course, my own self. I don't even have one. Unbelievable, right? I do teach courses, but they're always live. I don't have any that are online yet. And I think that one of the things that I get asked all the time is what format? I mean, there are so many platforms, right? Oh, should I go to Teachable? Should I do Kajabi? Should I have it on my own website? And there are so many platforms. And I'm going to give you a little caveat on that too, is a lot of times one of the things that I hear is also that a lot of times you'll have one and then people change them all the time. I mean, there's many times I've gone to log into something and then it's not there anymore. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for 11 years. So I have really seen this technology go from us trying to do WordPress plugins and like cobble things together. Back in the day, I used to buy little WordPress sites, like have individual little domains and try to set courses up. It was really hard and now it's easy. There are so many options, but then again, then it's like, ah, there's so many options, right? So you're right. And what I usually recommend to people that work with me is like, figure out what your goal is. Like, are you just trying to sell a couple of these? Or sometimes people don't even really sell them. They include them with their high-end package to their one-to-one, you know, client. And so look at what your goal is with the course, and then also look at your technology like status. Like, are you good with tech? Are you really techie, or is tech a real challenge? Or like, do you have someone who can help you with the tech part? Because some of these can be a little more complicated when you get into like Kajabi, ClickFunnels, and some of that stuff. You know, there's a lot of tech behind it. So One, I want you to look at your goal with it. If you're just like adding it as an extra piece, or maybe you're selling it when you're speaking on stage and you're just selling it to the back of the room, you know, you don't have to have anything as complicated as one of those. You could use your own website, or use a like Teachable or something a little bit less techy. But if you are looking to create 10K a month from your course, you're going to be selling it through funnels and ads and that kind of thing, then you have to have enough technology behind your course to do funnels and to do all of the things that it takes to do that. So I know I can't, again, I'm not giving you a straight answer, but you really, it depends on where you're wanting to go with the course. So one thing I like to recommend, I do recommend Teachable for lower end, lower cost, easier tech, like Thinkific or Teachable are pretty, you know, pretty easy drag and drop things these days. Just put your videos in there. And if you want something a little more robust, I use Kartra or Kajabi, one of those that's more of an all-in-one. They have funnels and email and your courses, and it's all linked together in one place. So that's my answer on that. It just depends on where you're going with your course and what you want your course to do for you.
I think that was a pretty good answer.
There's always some new technology coming out. You know, that's the thing, right? There's always something new. I try to like, sometimes I have to just sort of go, okay, there's going to be, I try to look at them, but it's like, there's always something else. People tell me there's this and I'm trying this. I'm like, go try it and then let me know, right? A lot of them are very similar. And like you said, people do switch if they decide. I have switched several times from something I was using that wasn't working the way I wanted it. It's not that big of a deal to switch back and forth. And if it's going to give you a lot better look, you know, some of the lower end ones you can't customize as much. So looking really great, having a really stellar looking professional thing, and it's very, you know, branded or something, then you may need to go with something a little bit more, you know, something on the higher end to kind of get that look. So it just really depends on what you're going for.
I think it kind of depends upon your brand too. I mean, if you have a luxury brand,
right,
and you have high end clients, you don't want to go with, you know, a really inexpensive one. So you got to kind of think about your brand too. So I think that's really important. So let's talk about what are some of the first steps? Because I know, you know, really what everybody always wants to talk about is how do I monetize it? But let's talk about creating it first before we get to monetizing. I know I have to tell you, one of the things I say all the time is sell it first and then create it. You know, I think that's always been something I say about everything to my clients and stuff though. So let's just talk about what would be some of those first steps, because I know for me, a lot of times, you know, we all talk about repurposing, right? We have so much content, most of us, right? We have a lot of content. And I know that recently when I got a new computer, right? So I got a new computer and I was cleaning out my computer and I just thought, oh my gosh, look at all this stuff I have, right? And so I used to say all the time, oh, I just don't have enough information that I want to put in a specific course, right? You know, which of course is not true, but you know, I remember that was the story I used to tell myself years ago, right? Yep. But here's the thing. I remember looking at things and now I think of things differently. Now, everything I do in my mind, I think it's like, oh, well, that's a module or two modules. I don't think of, oh, the big long thing. Now I just think about, oh, well, that's a module and this is a module, right? So really honestly, I don't think people really think about what the steps are. So let's kind of back it up.
Okay.
And what would you say are some of the first steps to create a course that will sell?
Good. I love this question. Most of all, I'm a huge stickler of making sure that you are going to bring something to market that people actually want and will pay for before you even like get started. And I am also a fan of sell it before you create it. But even before that, the big hurdle that people come to me with is I'm not sure exactly what to teach. Like what's going to be that topic? What is that excellent idea that everybody wants? And so the very first thing that I say to do is to go ask. And it's so interesting. About 90% of the time when I have my clients go ask people what their biggest challenge is when it comes to, you know, whatever it is that they are specializing in, they tweak their idea or they change something. It's very rare that someone comes in like, I know exactly what I'm going to teach and it's going to be this and it's going to be this. After they do this validation and going out and asking, they usually will tweak it because what they think people want and what people think they want are are different things. Many times people don't know what they want or they don't know what they need for their solution. They have back pain or they need more money in their business and they may not know exactly what it is. So I tell people to go look for the migraine problem and what they think the problem is so that you don't get mixed up in your solution and saying, oh, I'm going to take you through this process and shift your mindset. They're not thinking about shifting their mindset. They're like, I need more money in my bank account right now. They're not thinking about getting empowered or, you know, like some of these things that come, that are more mindset driven, or we know that's what it takes to do that. But if you start going out and promoting a course about shifting your mind or getting empowered and all this, like it's just not going to sell because people aren't sitting around thinking of that. Most of them are not, right? They go down to the, you know, I need more money. I need to lose weight. I need to be healthy. I need a better marriage, whatever, right? Like whatever they're looking for. And sometimes they don't know. I had a client who was a chiropractor and she had this course all about tech neck and how we sit in front of our phones all day and we're using our necks. I know you can't see me, but yeah, we're stretching and we're looking down all the time on our phones and we're starting to get neck problems and like that hump on our necks. And so she was out there talking about this, but people weren't resonating with that. She was talking about posture and how you need to stand up straight. And they're like, I have a pain in my back or a pain in my neck. Like they weren't connecting with what she was saying because she was coming from the solution instead of what they thought the problem was. They're like, my back hurts or my neck hurts or something. They weren't thinking about it. So we had to change her marketing a little bit. So many times your clients don't know exactly what the problem is. They just know they have this big pain or whatever that could look like. So it's your job to sift through and find that piece. And it's sort of a sell them what they want and then give them what they need on the inside because they don't always know. Does that make sense?
I say that all the time. So okay, I think it totally makes sense to me because
we're on the same page then.
We're totally on the same page. And I think a lot of times that's because people get caught up in wanting to sell, you know, features and they don't realize that really people want results, right? So, and they don't understand, they want to use these nice fancy words and stuff because they think it sounds so good. But, you know, I used to be in the mortgage industry and I did marketing for that too. But when I was in the mortgage industry and I would be hiring people, they used to come up with some really super cool titles for themselves. I used to say, oh, I'm a mortgage architect and a mortgage specialist. And I'm like, well, that's really funny because when people are buying a house, they look for a loan officer, right? You know, so, you know, you could be this really great, super cool name that sounds really good on your business card. Or you can use words that people look for. And I think that nowadays, you know, voice search is so important, right? So it isn't even just what are people typing in, it's what are people saying when they're talking in their search. So I think that it is really important and we're kind of having to shift a little bit there. So using the words that they're going to resonate so they raise their hand and say, oh my goodness, I really want that course. You get me, you're going to be able to get me the results of exactly what I'm looking for. So can we talk about some of the steps? So like, how many steps do you think they're really? I mean, of course, depending upon what it is, there's no, you know, exact. But I mean, when you're talking about first steps, would you say, what are the first steps that pretty much are the same for everybody, right? Yeah, you know, cool. Like, so what are those?
Well, like first, making sure you have a good idea, right? So that's like the first step. The second, once you have your idea, I have people move into outlining, like let's write down the steps it's going to take now to get them from where they are here to over here, right? So that's outlining, like a hard outline of your course, like what you're going to teach and the order you're going to teach it. And then I have them go out and pre-sell. So just like you were saying, I want them that, to me, that's the last step of, you know, like the final step of proof of concept is that people will pay. So, you know, with the outline in there, we're also talking about title and we're talking about price. That all kind of comes in the designing phase of it. So I have them go through like making sure they have the right topic, they're talking to the right people, the right student, the right price, the right title. And then we go and sell, we pre-sell before we record one module or, you know, create one worksheet. I want them to go out there and pre-sell into it and then create, because if nobody buys it, then we're still tweaking, or maybe nobody wants to pay that much for it. Or if they all are like, great, I'm in, then you can say, great, this is, it's all set. So I don't want them to waste their time building something that people don't want. And even after I have them do the beta test round, I really am a real advocate of doing a beta test round, charging a little bit less than they normally would charge, but not too much less. We're still testing price. So if you charge $97 for the beta test and you want to charge $600 for the real thing, that's too far away, right? People will gladly pay 97, but they may not pay 600. So, you know, giving a little bit of a discount and then running the thing somewhat live, like doing it where they have a weekly call or a bi-weekly call with the people who are in the group so they can really keep their finger on the pulse of what's happening, especially if you've never taught this in a group setting. I know you said you do live workshops, so you probably have it worked out, but for people who have only had one-to-one clients, and you know, it's easier in some ways to just have a person in front of you asking questions, then you can go back and forth and help them with whatever they need. But when you're creating a course, you have to be more generic, right? You can't do that. You have to kind of anticipate what their questions are, and you have to put all that in. So by doing the beta test, you'll find out very quickly whether you have too much in there, or you've done it too quickly, or that you have it all just right by the questions they're asking, by you're following their, how's it going? You know, you're keeping in touch with them. And then you get to see their successes and get some testimonials and some success stories right off the bat in the first few weeks so that you can take all of that. And then you can have a good course and make any tweaks and changes when you're done. Go, oh, this was way too much. I'm going to pull two modules out and just do this. Like, I hear that a lot. So that way, when you go out to resell it again at the, you know, retail price or whatever, then you've got a stellar course. You know that the content is great and people can get through it and can get to that finish line and really get the transformation that they are looking for.
Well, I think that really works too, because, you know, a lot of times until people are doing it, you know, it seems so simple just because we do it, right? You know, this is what we teach. And so really seeing how long it takes them to get through each module and, you know, and a lot of times you get your best suggestions from them as well. And then when you beta test it, what's really nice about that is then when you're creating your sales pages, when you're out there, now you have some testimonials and some social proof, which really helps you to sell it in that aspect as well. So I think that can also really be good. And then you can see what you can repurpose. And what, like you said, maybe you want to take out and offer it as a bonus when you're selling it or a couple of different ways. So now let's shift gears a little bit. You know, I feel like when people are selling courses, it used to be always the same way. Like, you know, oh, there'd be a webinar, and then at the end of the webinar, you know, and with all the different technology now, I'm seeing a lot of different ways that people are, you know, working courses through a funnel, right? You know, so I think, you know, helping people build their marketing funnels is really part of what I do. So really thinking about that marketing funnel. And one of the things that I'm seeing over and over and over again right now is the funnel where people either offer like mini video trainings, you know, when they're on summits and stuff, or they do the whole, you know, here's video one, and then you get a download that's, you know, something super easy. And then here's video two, and here's another something, and here's video three, and something a little bit more robust. And then they sell you into, you know, whatever the next thing, but they give value every single time and give you a really great download and something with it. So even if you didn't purchase, you would walk away with value, which I think is super nice, right? You know, I think the days of teasing people and not giving value, we don't want that anymore. Like that is, you know, yeah. So do you feel like doing it that way? What are some of the ways that are working right now? Because this show is all about what is working right now. So what would you say are some of the best ways to quickly be able to get your course out there and make money doing it as far as like the funnel strategies and stuff are concerned?
Well, you know, I think you're right. There's not one way. And I think there are several ways. Those little mini courses are very popular. But honestly, to me, I mean, I think it's a good, it depends on where you are in your business. Because I just went through that whole thing and created a tiny course. I'm like, this was more involved than my big course that I make a lot of money with. So I think it depends on where you are and what you're looking to do. I still like a good webinar, but like you said, you have to give value. So I think if you're giving value, whether it's on a Facebook Live, in a Facebook group, which is really hot right now, doing like a challenge in a Facebook group and upselling your course or doing some lives over there, however you can get in front of people and give value and let them you know, go through that whole journey of getting to know you, liking you, trusting you, thinking, hey, she can really help me. I really like her style. I still use webinars. I still teach webinars. I think there's, you know, it's still tried and true. I know people are like, webinars, but they do still work. It, you know, when you get 30 to 45 minutes of getting to know someone, listening to what they're having to say. But again, you have to be really giving the value. You can't be just like, you know, 5 minutes of training and then, you know, 45 minutes of talking about your course. You really have to do it the other way, which is the way I've always done it anyway. So I think, you know, there's a lot of new things that are coming out there with, you know, using Messenger and chatting with people, but it all kind of goes back to the same thing of giving value, getting people to know you, get used to who you are, want to either work with you or don't work with you, like your style, don't like your style, see if you have what it takes or that, you know, whatever they're looking for in a person who's for a course. So I think there's, you know, it really depends on where you are in your business. If you're, you know, if you have a big team and you can put together funnels, then, you know, I'm all about like doing Facebook ads and funnels and all of that. If you're just getting started with your course and you're like, hey, I'm a coach, I don't really have a much online, you know, there's, you can do, just get on there and talk on Facebook Lives, create a Facebook group, sell inside your group. That's very effective. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Oh, I think those are really, really good reasons. And I think not only reasons, but good resources. And I think that's what is really important is that people know that you don't have to be like everybody else. If, you know, see, that was the reason for me in the beginning, why for a long time, I didn't want to have an online course. And, you know, I was always really nervous about saying it because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But for me, I got tired of being on a webinar because people waited too long to get to the value, right? We all have like a shorter span right now, right? You know, people are getting distracted. And I don't want to get on a webinar and listen to people say hi to everybody and, you know, oh, we're going to wait a few more minutes so more people show up. I'm like, what about honoring the people who actually did show up on time? Right. You know, so I have a, you know, there's things about that that annoyed me. And so I was like, no, I just don't want to do it. Yeah. But then I see people do it really, really well. And they understand that, you know, how I've always conducted my business has always been, you know, a lot of times people want to taste first before they buy. And this is the time that you give, right? And that's what I feel. I feel like you want to give. I feel like if somebody never hired me, I want them to say, you know what? I attended this webinar. I did this with Patty Farmer and it was really, really great, right? Because they're going to tell somebody else, maybe that other person is the person who's going to hire you. You like, you never know. And I have been on things where they just kind of teased the information and you spent a whole hour and you thought, well, that was an hour and they didn't really tell me anything. Like I didn't really learn anything if I don't do anything. So I think that we've had a shift these days where people want you to like show up and give value and give it right out the door. Like not wait 15 minutes. You tell us all about your life story and blah, blah, blah. Like give us the value. Like we want the value. Once you give us the value, then start telling us why you're the expert at giving that. Right. You know, I think that that is important. And so I think that's why we're seeing a shift in different things where like what you said, the reason why Facebook groups and Facebook Lives work is because you already have a relationship with them. They've already built that relationship with you. You already have the know, like, trust factor. And so they know, right? So I think it's kind of different. But I think, again, it's always knowing, you know, I always like to say you can't sell the wrong thing to the right person, right? You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's and just, depending on you, if you like hate videos and don't want to do webinars, then, you know, you're not going to come across doing a good webinar if you hate webinars. So I think you have to pick something. It's just like picking the platform. Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, like, what are you going to do? You know, I think if you hate Instagram, then, you know, go with what you like. I think it all comes down to the same basic things. There are many people out there, plenty of people to buy your course, right? No matter where you are. So find the where they are, you find what fits you, give value, make connections, and, you know, get in front of enough people, of course, to sell your course for sure.
Oh, good. So now let's kind of shift a little bit more. So now I'd like to shift a little more. Now we're getting into like my favorite topics, right? Which really are, how do we monetize it, right? So everything, you know, let's all talk about that. I mean, you're going to put all your heart and soul in that and do all this kind of stuff. Like, how do you monetize it? And I love that you talk about, you know, that time freedom and life suffering, because that's like everything I'm about, right? Yep. And so I think it is really, really important. And that's where I think people get stuck. A lot of times they do all this stuff and then they're like, okay, I did all this. Like, now how do I monetize it? So I think that is really important so that we can kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of the ways that people can monetize? Let's talk about some strategies around that.
Okay. Well, like I was saying earlier, I mean, it depends on your goals for your course. Is this going to be something that you want to make just a couple thousand dollars a month? Are you going to try to generate, you know, $10,000 a month? So knowing what you're trying to do, some people are like, I just want to have this as a little additional income stream over here that just kind of flows. And so I think understanding your goals and then deciding how much effort you want to put into it, right? Because it could be a lot of hustle to try to get out there and sell your course. It doesn't, you know, like you said, you're not just creating a course and then you're sitting on the beach drinking margaritas while the money just comes in. Like, unless you have a very large list and have everything in place. But if you don't have a large list, or you're just kind of getting things going, or even just, you know, kind of a medium size, like, it's still, you have to generate enough eyeballs on your course every month to hit those goals that you're looking for. So a couple of things I want to say that maybe is not what you're looking for, but one thing I will say, and what I have noticed over, this is just kind of course industry thing, but it does relate back to making money, is, and what I've been teaching for about the past 2 years, even before last year, is that there are a lot of courses, right? It's getting flooded. Everybody's an expert. Everybody has a course. And so it's just like, you have to find a way to stand out in the market, and you have to find a way to get people to take the course and get the result. Like, I mean, I could probably ask your people right now, how many of you have taken a course that you never finished, right? Or just got through the first couple and then you never got that, you never, or never even opened it. I know I had a couple things like the small $27, $97 ones. I barely looked at them. So one thing that I have started teaching, and what I have done myself, is to offer some support. So instead of the DIY version of a course, then giving some type of feedback, some kind of support. Now, not everybody wants to do this, because the whole, you know, point is to kind of have, you know, the passive income. But I think it's more about leveraged income. And, you know, I would rather sell a couple course, or like five courses at $1,000 a month and make $5,000 than have to sell, I'm sorry, I'm bad with math, you know, thousands of courses for $57 or something, you know, to try to make it to that number. So I like the higher end, more supportive courses. And I know that when people come to work with me, that's one of the things they said, like, oh, there's many people out there teaching courses, but I can't talk to them. I can't get feedback back from them. And there's unlimited ways to do this. So I'm not going to go through all that. But the point here is, you can, instead of charging, you know, $297 for a course, you can charge $997 for a course. And so you're charging more, so you don't have to sell as much, meaning you don't have to hustle out there to try to hit your goals as much, right?
Yes. And I think also, like, for me, where I'm at anyway, and my clients too, I feel like sometimes when courses are very affordable, right? You know, like, I wouldn't even buy a $57 course. So to me, I would already know that must be fluff, because how much value are they going to give me for $57, right? You know, so in my mind, you know, if it was a course, you know, for $57 on how to make prettier Canva templates, like, maybe, right? You know, but if we're talking about something who's going to move my business for, help me, you know, to make more money, you have to invest in yourself, you know, really honestly, right? So I think that that is really important if it's something that you want to do. So I think that when you're thinking about monetizing your business, the best way that you're going to do that is to invest in yourself. And I know that, you know, I've had clients come to me and say, oh, Patty, I would like you to show me how to get booked, and I want to make, you know, $20,000 fees. And I'm like, well, so do I. But the reality is, you want me to show you how to make $20,000 fees and you want to pay me $500. Like, get real, right? Yeah. You know, so, yeah. I mean, so you got to think about it. What is it that you're doing? Who are the people that you serve? And there is some pricing strategy.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're monetizing, that you have to be really thinking about, you know, those things. So for me, one of the things that I feel pretty strongly about, and I don't care if you're selling courses, you know, most anything really, is the power of people, right? You know, so to me, OP stands for other people's people, right? You know, so I feel like, you know, having the right promotional partners who will support you is so key, whether you're launching a course or a podcast or a book, you know, whatever the thing is. The people who can serve and support you in that way are really important. So can you kind of talk a little bit about how, and I'm not specifically really talking about affiliates. We could probably have a whole show just on that. But really want to talk about is really the power of building relationships and having good promotional partners. Like, I know for me that somebody doesn't have to pay me to get me to support them if the thing they do serves and supports my clients, right? You know, I'm here to serve. That's how I built my business. And, you know, a lot of that is reciprocal. So what would you say, like, do you feel that like having good promotional partners and spending your time as well, or how many of them, not really how many, but having that as a strategy is a good strategy when you're selling your courses?
I think it's a great strategy, especially if you're just getting started. Again, you don't have a 10,000, you know, person list or whatever, and you are wanting to get your courses out there. You know, there's like a maybe 1 to 2% conversion rate on courses. So you got to get in front of a lot of people. If you've got high goals and you're trying to sell month after month after month, you're going to tap your own community out pretty fast, right? After you do it one launch or two launches, and then you have to wait. You can't just go every month and still try to, you know, talk about the same course over and over again. So you've got to get in front of other people's audiences or pay to play. Like, you know, so if you don't want to invest in ads and bring in people that way, then you can just get in front of other people's audiences. And I teach this because I feel that it's really important to find people who are partners, who have a similar audience, who may not be, you know, they're not exactly in competition with you, but if you're in the health and wellness, you're teaching keto diet and they're a health and fitness instructor, you know, they may have the same audience, and then you can get in front of their audience, they can get in front of your audience and do that whole, whether they you do a free training class or you do a challenge or you do whatever inside their group, but then you're, you know, getting in front of fresh eyes, and whether they pay you or they don't, you know, whether you do affiliate or you just kind of share and go back and forth, it's one of the easiest ways. And I think very underutilized. People don't think that much about like teaming up and finding partners. They feel, I don't know, that people won't want to help them or they don't know anyone. But I think this is how I built my first business in my homeschool business. I didn't have anything. And I went out to all these people who I know had big audiences and invited them to come speak. And suddenly my audience grew really quick. And now I have my own audience, right? So it does work. And it takes a little effort. You know, you've got to get yourself out there and, you know, find the right person or a couple people. And, you know, podcast too is now another big upcoming thing that people are really jumping on the bandwagon with, having their own podcast and speaking on podcasts. Since we haven't been able to do a lot of in-person speaking, then I think things have shifted a little bit. Before it was more webinars and, you know, that kind of thing. But now I think podcast is another great way to get in front of audiences and talk about who you are. And, you know, especially if it's a similar clients.
I agree with you. You know, when I was saying that I wanted to interview somebody who could talk about courses, and I kind of put the word out to my people, who do you know, right? Who do you know that you consider an expert and authority on this topic? I want to interview somebody. Like, I got a lot of names, but your name came up over and over and over again. And whenever I see that happen, I was like, oh, where's the common, you know, where's the common thread there? And I realized that, you know, you and I are involved in, you know, a lot of the same organizations, you know, we're both speakers. So, you know, in the speaking world is a, kind of a small group, whether people realize it or not. But I think that is important. But I think that also, would you say that one of the things from a strategy point of view that people could be looking at is, I'm not talking about money per se, but there are times in your business, whether you're having a launch or, you know, whatever's going on, you're having a baby, whatever the thing is, in our business, there's ebb and flow. And sometimes we have more money and not as much time. And sometimes we have more time and not as much money. And I think one of the great things about monetizing a course would be that if you don't have a lot of time and you're really, really busy, well, good, do paid advertising, right? You know, you have that option. If you don't want to do paid advertising, right? Well, then do it through the power of the relationships that you build. So there's a lot of different options. So if you're better at one or the other, or you just prefer one, it's not like there's a one size fits all. This is the only way you can do it. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. So, you know, I know people are like, I'm not going to do paid advertising. Okay, well then good, don't, right? You don't have to do paid advertising if you don't want to, right? You can target, there's some great reasons why, and for some things you can do. Right. You know, I mean, I do it when it is, you know, on certain things that I want to have done. And I know that's the best way to do it. But then there's what, you know, I built my business you know, on relationships and collaborating with others. And I know that the very first time I came out, I thought, oh, taking inventory and what your strengths are, I think that's kind of important. Like, where are my strengths? Because I knew for me, my marketing strengths are fabulous. I'm a great marketer. I'm not a copywriter though, right? And so every time I take on a big project, the very first person I go to find is a copywriter, right? Because a lot of copywriters, they write great copy, but they're not good marketers, right? You know, so they're a great strategic partner, right? You know, so would you say that, you know, in this type of thing, like when you're having a course and you're going to want to be selling it over and over again, you know, finding good promotional partners and building relationships with key people who serve your audience as well is a good strategy?
Of course. Like you said, I mean, it's just like extra, you know, advertising, and you don't have to, I feel like you don't have, to me, it's like, you don't have to do much. You just show up, you speak, you do your thing, and you've got people helping you, you know? And so, like you said, it's not a one size fits all. It just depends on where you are in your season of your business. If you have a budget for advertising, if you want, some people, like you said, don't want to do it. Some people want to do it. I've done both. I've done like, wow, this was easier. I didn't have to do anything. I just sat here and people came to me through my webinar and stuff, but then it's a lot of money. Like, so you have to look at the ups and downs of it. I said, oh, I've gotten kind of lazy. And then I was out there like speaking and doing things for my live event last year. I'm like, wow, I'm hitting the pavement and it's a lot of work, but I made such a, you know, but you can get a lot of momentum and things going with that as well. So I think it's just, like you said, your choice. Do you have time to do it? If you don't, you know, here are some options for you. But that's what I love about marketing and about courses. There's not a one size. You just can pick what fits you and what works for you and what works for your niche and, you know, what people respond to. As long as you've got the messaging and you've got good content, you're making connections, you're bringing, you know, all of the good stuff and giving it away, then people are going to want more of you. So they'll find you and they'll come buy your course for sure.
I love that. Thank you so much, Donna, for being here with us today. And I know they're going to want to. You've been giving us some really, really great information. Thank you so much. I think, you know, probably the biggest takeaway there is no one size fits all. If there's things you don't want to do, good. You don't have to do it that way. So this isn't like, oh, here's what you have to do, yes or no, right? You know, so there's a lot of different things. And I think that's really great. So how can people connect with you?
Yeah, just you can come to my website. It's just DonnaAshton.com. Pretty simple. You can find everything over there. I've got, you know, a podcast and everything, but it's all listed all on my website. So you can just go over there, grab some freebies and start learning about creating courses.
And speaking of freebies, you actually came with a gift in mind. So I think that's really great. And I think, you know, what we're talking about right now about really kind of not knowing what kind of course you want to have, I think your gift kind of leads right, you know, is segue right to that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that gift?
Yeah, I love this. It's a quiz that you can take called the Create Your Course Quiz to see if you are ready or if your business is ready for creating a course. So I really go through the steps in question form of, you know, do you have this? Are you willing to do this? And it kind of takes you through the whole process. And then when you get to the end, it gives you a score and gives you some feedback right then saying, you know, great, looks like you're ready, or, you know, you might need some work over here or whatever. So that it really tells you, I mean, ultimately you can make the decision, but it'll give you a good kind of temperature gauge of where you are and if this is the right way to go.
I think that's really good because it kind of lets you know like, oh yeah, I scored really, really good, but now that I have to do these extra things, maybe the time's not right this month, you know, maybe I should wait. So I think that's really, really good. And it's always good information to know. So thank you so much for being so generous and sharing that with us. So this is the portion of the show now, which really is what I like to call open mic. It's my version of social karaoke, where I pass the mic over to, you know, our guest. And you have shared so much information with us, and I really appreciate that. But what would you say, we are the Marketing, Media, Money Show, right? You know, so what would you say is the number one marketing, media, or money strategy that you would say?
Well, I think for me, it's stop doing all the work yourself in your business. Like, especially as we are getting more seasoned in our business, you created a business for your life and to support your life. So I want to make sure your business supports your life and not the other way around, where you're trying to fit, you know, your life into your business. And I think we could get kind of that, or we're working too much. So get a course that works for you, even when you aren't. So even when you're on vacation, even when you're at your kid's soccer game, even when you're out on a date or whatever, like when you're not there, when you take a month off to travel to Europe when we can, like you still have the course there showing up, doing the work and bringing the income in. And I just love that. I think that's a great tip.
Thank you so much. It's a great strategy. So thank you so much, Donna, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it so much for being so generous with your brilliance.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody for joining us today on the Marketing Media Money Podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, and I'm sure you did, please like, subscribe, and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. Make sure right now to grab your free lifetime subscription to the Marketing Media and Money Magazine, kind of our sister publication. So this way you kind of get the best of both worlds. And you can grab that by going to www.marketingmediamoney.com. So thank you so much for being here today. Make it a phenomenal day. Remember, if your day is not phenomenal, you have the power to change it.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing Media and Money Podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing Media and Money Magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.